of course, if you're in space and an alien invades your ship, you got to explode the ship. But then you get to see like them be like, that was like a lot of money, you know? Why would you waste all of our money? And then, like, even when it's happening again, they're like, that's a multi-million dollar project. And I was like, we're in the future. It's still millions that we're scared
of. Yeah, they definitely are. You're going to be okay.
Kat.
And I'm Gabe. And we're the Ghouls Next Door. Talking about spooky stuff. And like space. We always talk about how scary space is, but what's scarier than space? People in space doing stupid stuff. Not following protocol.
dumb stuff, touching things, breathing, like
raw dog and air.
Raw dog and air. Just on like
planets they shouldn't be.
Making mistakes and then like at no point acknowledging that they've made a mistake until like they're like either about to die or they just never do. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, of course they would have touched the weird moving alien species. Of course. Why? Who wouldn't? Why are you blaming me for,
it's for science.
Touching aliens?
Yeah. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about Alien, the franchise. We have briefly talked about Alien way, 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 way back machine, like pre-50 episodes with Kennedy.
Babies.
Yeah. We were brand new. We didn't know what we were doing. And our fear of like what is more scary about Alien, which is not really the aliens themselves, has come up quite a bit. And I had never seen like all of them. I saw Alien, I saw Prometheus like forever ago, but not the other ones. And so it was an exciting thing to do to watch through them. But let me tell you this, they didn't have to exist. They didn't have to be made. We didn't need them.
I liked some of them in like terms of entertaining. Like I was like, I am intrigued by this scenario, not necessarily this specific storyline, but more so like the virus. I thought that was cool. But like everything else, I was like, eh. Once they just kept doing the same thing in all the different places, I was like, all right, we didn't need that. I found the last two interesting, like from a scientific perspective. But other than that, no.
Yeah, I think the Alien franchise is Listen to Women, the horror movie series, because that's the whole thing is if you just did, we wouldn't be here. But also it's follow protocol. Like if you are like you're in a ship or you're on an alien planet, right? Like we're not, this isn't for us. This isn't made for us, right? There are so many things that we have to put into place so that we can survive here. These should be the most steadfast rule followers to exist.
Yes. Like we were literally saying, right before we recorded, they sent the dumbest scientists to space because why? Like they should know when you go alien planet, don't step on things that you don't know what they are. Don't touch aliens. It's like when you go into the bottom of the ocean. Don't just start touching ocean monsters.
Or
like,
even
leave
if
it
you
alone.
Go to like the jungle or what, like if you go to a place, you don't just touch stuff. Like but like especially in space, there are like the rules are in place not to oppress. It is literally for survival. Like these are the bare minimum rules. I get it, but you're out in space.
And the mistake was is that they sent army people to space who are love to break the rules. That's like their favorite thing. So like if it was just scientists, maybe. But the scientists also I feel like messed up too.
I think it's, you know, firstly, you know, you have this existence where we're out in space and we're mining for resources, right? We're very greedy. There's like the overarching themes for them, right? Are like, you know, Wayland is this company that just wants a lot of, just wants things and power and puts people, like has people as this expendable resource to acquire those things. And you being like a pawn in that, like, and everyone's a pawn, like to the point where like, I think it's through till Resurrection, right? Like that she's like acknowledging. They don't give a crap. They don't give a crap. No, it's in the third one. Aliens to the Third Power, where they're like, oh, they'll just come and save us. And she's like,
yeah, no, they will not.
She's like, I was a miner. I was on a mining ship. Didn't care. I went with military people. Didn't care. Yeah. They're not going to care about a prison planet full of monk men who chose to be here and have a weird religion. Like, they're not going to. It's not you, hun.
And like, yeah, they just like totally underestimated the greed of these like crappy human. That's why by the end, that's why I liked the last one so much, because I was like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it till we like talk it through. But I was like, I understand why you like not humans. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
I vibe with that. I understand why the whole reason we're here is gross. So of course, why you failed. Humans failed. Bye.
Yeah. We're done. Why
are we here? Now. Bye.
Yeah. We're, you know, spoilers for the whole series of alien films that we have watched. There are six of them. And we did it. We watched them and they're long. They don't need to be that long.
Every single one is 2 hours. And you're like, why? Mm-hmm. Why 2 hours? I feel like, okay, for me, the first one's fun. Mm-hmm. Then the last two. The ones in the middle don't exist in my brain. I watched them, but 90% of the entire experience of watching them, I was like, why? Or
I say preserve why? The second one.
The second
preserve
one was okay
aliens
too, yeah.
Because we have the wonderful scene where the Xena mom uses the elevator. And that for me was enough. it was enough to justify an entire film for that. Yeah.
You need the second one. You need the second one because you need to loop it back to the end one. So
and
never
that could have ended.
One, two, last yeah. two. Middle yeah. ones don't exist.
They don't
like,
exist.
They were very uncomfortable and weird. And they yeah. didn't need to happen. Like, they didn't add anything to the plot. It was, you were just like, okay.
Yeah, Alien to the Third Power really, I don't know what we're doing. We messed up everything. They're like the second Paranormal Activity movie, which is, I can't wait to talk about, which ruins everything. So, yeah. And then they have to spend 4 movies worth of time to write the universe of Paranormal Activity because of what Paranormal Activity 2 did. So,
yeah.
Talking about worst sequels, I think Aliens is a really great sequel. I think
very
in
great,
the
yeah.
history of sequels, like people, some people really love Predator 2. We talked about that last week. And it does stand up as one of like people's favorites when it comes to a sequel. But I think mm-hmm. Aliens surpasses that in a lot of ways. There are common threads that happen in each one of the films, right? We have like, of course, the alien creature. There's always a woman yelling about the danger of what's occurring and a man telling her to shut up in a moment of emergency.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm. Every single one, we have to have that. So we have to have that. There is often, if there is a person of color in the film, they're not making it to the end.
They're
we never get
die.
A person of color
yeah.
who lives, no black person, no brown person. Worse is Aliens having, so we went from Alien, which had an amazing cast. It had strong characters. It showed a little bit more of diversity that you would expect in space when we are, you know, probably somewhat united on
yeah.
Earth so that we can get to space and like colonize that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it showed us a little bit more diversity. But Aliens, we get a woman with the last name Goldstein playing in brown face a character named Vasquez.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That's really fun and super uncomfortable.
It was very bad.
I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I'm watching this. So just for that, like, absolutely, I could write off that whole movie. And I hate that she survives for as long as she does. Like, the only time I've ever been like, just kill off the brown woman, because I was like, she's not. And it hurts every time.
Yeah.
Like, pendejo.
Yeah, but she was like really horrible. It was just really bad. And it was just like, ugh. Because I also, like, we knew what other film she was in. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why?
She's the
why did you think this was a good
Terminator
idea?
2. Yeah, I was like, the audacity of the caucasity of Mrs. Goldstein looking at a script where a character named Vasquez is and saying, and that's for me.
Yeah.
That one's made for me.
This there will really show my range.
I can play anything. I can play a mom. I can play a soldier. I can play a brown person.
Yeah.
I could do that. It doesn't matter. She thought brown so. Oof. And then you're like, okay, yeah. they have to have learned from their mistakes, because we see it's an alien that Idris is there, right? I'm not making that up. Prometheus. Idris is in Prometheus.
Yeah, Idris is in Prometheus.
But right before that, Resurrection, we have another Jewish person who's playing a character with the last name Perez.
Yeah.
And like, they didn't brownface him because he's just naturally brown. Like, he's a tanner person, sure.
Yeah.
And then they have like an actual Latino man playing a Latino character off to the side that like no one cared about.
Yeah. Was like, it's fine. They really never learned. And it's really crazy because that one's like later too. Where you would think that by now they'd figure it out, but no. No.
Couldn't be bothered. So there are prequels that were not described as prequels when they happen, or when the first one happened, Predator, people didn't believe, or Ridley tried really hard to be like, I just remember so hard people being really disappointed that it was an alien movie. Like, no one felt like good about that.
That they were like, an alien movie, or that they, okay.
Because it was like, he was so being like, it's not, and people were like, I think it's gonna be, and he's like, it's not, it's definitely not. And then as soon as you hear, like, Waylon, I was like, okay, it's an alien movie. Like,
yeah, I don't even need to see the aliens. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. No, that's super real. I one thing that was interesting was the virus component. I thought that was, like, fascinating. But I definitely don't remember it coming out. So I don't remember what people thought during the time that it came out. I was just like, huh, science, look at that. What if alien virus? Everyone does go to planet in raw dog air and like touch things and put things they shouldn't really close to their faces, despite the fact that they're supposed to be scientists and kind of smart. Of course they would do that. But
it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because so let's start from the beginning, right? So Alien is from 1979 and is by Ridley Scott, which is, you know, it's one of the like a just a notorious film, right? It's in the history of horror, and it is that is very much horror, right? Where Predator can be argued to be an action film, and we often have to defend it as a slasher because that's 100% what it is. Alien is just straight up horror. And I think a lot of what makes Alien, the first one, so amazing is like, we've built this world and we're trapped on this ship, right? We're against space. It's dark, it's gloomy, it's remote, right? We're isolated. We're alone and defenseless once it's in here. And that's why it's like, to me, so crazy that Ripley is like, no, I'm not going to let this person who's content. Like, we have protocol. We have protocol. We have procedures. And they are infected. And I get that this is someone that you care about. Like, we've been on the ship together. We have bonded. We are friends, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you see at the beginning of The Expanse.
Right? Yeah.
We care for each other. I understand. And I think that's, like, a really strong part of it, is because it is believable that people would, in a really stressful time, neglect protocol because of someone they love, which is something that gets brought up at the last movie that's brought back in, where there is this protocol and it felt more authentic, like the way that people were trying, like the heck, like the chaos of the protocol moment in the last Alien film was for me the best part of the whole film. I was like, this is so real. And that's, again, what I really liked about Alien. I loved the camaraderie. I love the story of like the chest burster and how it was one take because no one knew it was coming.
Oh my God, yeah.
So like the fact that the guy, the actor knew, and he knew what was happening, and he, like, you know, just has this cue to start acting up, and they're just having dinner, and then all of a sudden he's falling over, and they're like, what? Like, it's all genuine, just like, what? What is occurring right now? And that to me is just like a really fun, just like fact. The suit, the Geiger aesthetics, right? The like very phallic, like gross, like dripping semen looking stuff, like all of that is so genius. And I was like, I really appreciated that from a horror standpoint.
And then, like, and it's like ahead of its time too, like in terms of 79? It's like, what is the word, the special effects. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly did believe, like, if I saw the alien and whoever was being the alien and like the little creatures, like they look genuine, like they look like they could exist, you know? And I feel like from the 70s, that's not something you always see in a film. So that was like a pretty big deal for the time.
It's all practical, right? And that's what was really exciting, because later when we see, like, especially in Resurrection, and it's really like hokey, because so when we get to like the middle times, it's really like, it's sad how it looks.
It's like Alien Resident 3, Evil.
Yeah, it has like the, like, you can see like literally like a green screen. Mm-hmm. Around some of the creatures, and it's like you're really taking away from it. But what I was looking for is the person who wore the xenomorph was a Nigerian visual artist and actor named Balaji Badejo, and he like was like, it was such a big deal for him to be the one in the suit mm-hmm. to like embody that, like, and that's what really makes it real, right, is having this real person in it. Which mm-hmm. like we have the same thing for Predator, but this is like a creature that's not quite human looking mm-hmm. the way that predators are. But yeah, and then they introduce, like, in a very casual way, this idea of like a synthetic human and there being a malfunction, which I think is really fun for these days where we have AI and people are like freaking out about it. And I'm just like, I don't know if they would, they're like, it would ever get to the point where it looks like what they are. I was like, I don't think we do that. Or that they'd be that smart.
I mean, literally seen like an interview of a like robot with a human face on, like, not a literal, that's true. But like the synthetic skin and like the facial expression that isn't there. But like, if they were sitting still and their eyes were closed, I would maybe think that was a person if I wasn't looking like super hard.
That's true. I thought they were cool in that kind of, I thought it sustained itself as a singular film mm-hmm. perfectly. Like, it ended in a way where it's like, okay, yeah, that was good. That's fine.
We don't need to do more. It'd be okay if not more.
That's fine. Like, absolutely. I could live my whole life thinking that's it. But then we have Aliens, which, you know, I just said is pretty decent for a sequel. It's more action, I'd say, than horror. It had specifically just in like having a group of military folk coming mm-hmm. in, like just kind of pushed it into action territory in a way.
Yeah.
It's directed by James Cameron now. And
that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Whenever I see like who was behind this stuff, I'm like, oh, okay. He made it his own. I think there was some fun parts, you know, ignoring the brown face. There's some really great lines that come from it. We do get to see Ripley struggling with PTSD, which was quite interesting to have, because then like later she's just over it. And the thing is, it's not even PTSD, like, it's a little bit PTSD, but it's also like she's still in it. Mm-hmm. And to see like the hero that is Ripley, who puts herself back into that situation to save people.
Yeah, and you get to see like the greed of the Weyland company a little bit more, where like of course, if you're in space and an alien invades your ship, you got to explode the ship. But then you get to see like them be like, that was like a lot of money, you know? why would you waste all of our money? And then like, even when it's happening again, they're like, that's a multi-million dollar project. And I was like, we're in the future. It's still millions that we're scared about.
Yeah, they definitely. You're going to be
like,
okay.
Yeah, but like, he's like, it's like, I can't authorize you to do that. And it's like, sir, I'm going to push you out of this airplane.
Yeah, there's a
I don't really care. Yeah. It's multi-million dollars. I just saw all my friends die again. And I... No. What?
Yeah. Especially like that first time when she's like explaining, like, yeah, there's aliens that killed everyone, so I blew it up. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome. I fixed the problem. And they're like, no, actually, you like owe us a lot of money. And she's like, all of my friends are dead. Everyone I knew for years, because we're on a ship for years, is dead.
And they're like, actually, like, what if we used it as a weapon?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, that's cute. It's cute that you care, but
people, bigger picture here. I don't care about those. Ew.
We have plenty. We have plenty of people. We'll send them back in there. And then she's like, okay, well, there's aliens that impregnate people and then burst from their chest. So you shouldn't put people over there where they might get chest bursted. And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, oh my gosh, Ripley, you'll never believe this. We put people near the alien stuff and now they got aliens in them and chest bursted. And she's like, wow, okay, yeah, I was surprised Pikachu face.
Oh.
Ooh, what a
it's almost it's like you're in a work meeting and like you said something a bunch of times and then like it's parroted back at you and you're like, yeah, like 3 weeks ago, do you remember? You remember that time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like, no, I don't.
She's a straight up canary in a coal mine. Idea. And no one's listening. Yeah. And then she ends up there because of reasons. And, you know, she's got a ragtag group of military folk who don't believe her. Like, they're like, what are some insects, whatever. Like, I don't know why there's no respect for... exist like just out there in space. There's no respect. Not just for the people who died, but just like for the fact that things could exist that we don't know and understand that are bigger and tougher than us. But I get it.
Yeah, aliens can only exist as a distraction from the capitalistic hellscape that we live in, don't you know, Gabe?
That's true.
They don't exist in actuality. You know, they're only a fun distraction for the rich to implement.
No, they are a distraction.
We don't believe Ripley.
They are a distraction. Nevertheless, they're also real.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, they're 100% they're distracted. Nevertheless, they can kill us.
But that's why the army people don't care. That was all.
I know. Aliens. It's. I also find this really fun because they try to tap in and they start to establish this like mother thread for Ripley with her interaction with a young girl. I'm blanking on her name. All I know is that her brother's name was Timmy, and I was like, he's dead, hun.
Yeah.
He's a horror.
His name was Newt.
Her real name was Newt. But her brother was
named Timmy, and Timmys don't live to adulthood, so
yeah, they don't do that. Yeah. So they do try to establish this by having her take care of Newt, but I loved how Sigourney really plays that part because she's still very much Ripley, where she's just very matter of fact. She's just kind of like, she's taking care in the same way she would take care of any other being. And I feel like it was probably written, and I feel like Cameron probably had this intention that like, we're going to make Ripley this like motherly, kind, soft person. And Sigourney's like, no, she's not that. Yeah. She's not
that. I'm going to be nice to this kid, but I'm also still going to like be a badass.
Yeah. And she absolutely cares for the kid. And she like puts herself in danger for the kid, which is something that we don't often see for her. Right. Which was nice because we kind of got this like this depth for her, but then it established this whole like she's mother but the wrong way because Ripley already was mother. Okay. But again, aliens the best, just because having that end scene where the Xenomom takes the elevator, just in imagine her like in this elevator with like the music playing, like dee 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 dee, like pushing the button, like come on.
I just want to go eat this person. Come on, let me.
She murdered all my babies. You know?
Yeah, I gotta murder back.
She's got her mech suit, and so then it becomes like a mecha battle.
Yeah. It's very fun. And it's also like, this is the first instance you get like the whole idea of like the actual, what is the word? Not the colonizers, they are colonizers, but the people who go to colonize the, not pilgrims, the people, they brought a bunch of people to the planet. Yes. I forget what they're called.
Well, I mean, they're colonies.
Is it colonies, but where are the people who live in the colonies?
Pilgrims.
Is it pilgrims or is it colonizers? I don't know. But yeah, pilgrims. They're there now. There's like 4,000 people that were supposed to exist here. And you have this one kid, and that's the only person who survived. I thought that was also like interesting in terms of like the world building.
Mm-hmm. And she was living in the walls, and her little hovel was very reminiscent of what will be Lawrence Fishburne's in Predators. Mm. So I thought that was fun. Yeah. It was like, as later we see Lawrence Fishburne wacky out of his mind in a very similar hovel. And she was cute. She was a cute little weird kid. And I just really loved how matter of fact she was as a child too. She was like, why do adults lie? There are monsters.
Yeah, like there. I saw.
And Ripley's like, you're right, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
Human, like, adults don't know everything. And that was really nice. And then we get Alien to the Third Power. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's like
one of my least favorites, honestly.
It is the worst. I'm going to say it's the worst. Because it's like, it didn't need to happen, and it undoes things. Like, it's really, so like, we end Alien 1 where she's in her hypersleep and she's out, right? And then Aliens, we have got her and she's okay. But, you know, the robots that she was, yeah, every like, she's fine, but she's like, you know, struggling. Then we end Aliens where her and like potential love interest
and
a robot
kid, and
a
kid and the robot all make it.
Yeah, it's presumably, like, right? And then it just undoes all that. Like, I was like, we didn't need to do that. Like, you could have absolutely recast this kid, and I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It was also, Aliens is 1986, and Alien to the Third Power is 92. People forgot. They wouldn't know. And you just undid it. Like, we had a nice little finish, and you were like, psych.
And then they put her on, like, the worst place. That was like super uncomfortable the whole time. Like, I was not even worried about the aliens. I was worried about all these men who they kept really emphasizing were like the worst men that ever existed, and were some of them. And it's just like, so much of like the dialogue did not need to exist. And it was just super uncomfortable. And it was like, a man wrote this, a straight man wrote this. I hate it. Why did we need to be here? And the answer is we didn't, because it adds nothing. It just sets up this Resident Evil weird movie that happens next. And then you're like, what? I feel like it's like Alien versus Predator, Alien versus Predator 2, where you're like, this didn't need to happen.
It didn't.
These
it really
two
didn't.
Didn't need to exist. The last two, cool. Maybe also didn't need to exist. But the first two, last two, okay. Middle two did not need. We did not need it. They were stupid. So she goes to prison planet.
Yeah.
Things happen. Their men are awful.
Yeah. They write Ripley into this entirely different character.
They like undo her whole personality. It's like so weird.
It's weird. She becomes devoid. Like, she's not even a robot at this point, but she feels devoid of her character. I get it. She's given up. She woke up and she's had no time to actually process. Right. And she's just in it again. Right. But then she's like, the whole movie is like, but look what she's wearing though. The whole movie is like, but she's a girl on a ship.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's had to deal with that, like her space and like, you know, being in charge or trying to like assert her authority. And then you put her on a planet where all these men can think about is the fact that they haven't had sex. And then you do worse than that by making her have sex. Like, she shouldn't have had, that shouldn't happen. And it's such a weird way that it's written, too, because it's literally, like, the guy's like, tell me the truth. What's really, like, what are you really going through? What happened? And then she's like, you want a bone? And he's like, and then it cuts, it goes somewhere else, and when we come back, we wake up and they're on the bed. Yeah. So it's like, why did that happen? Yeah. Especially because he dies literally right after that. Like,
yeah,
he again tries to get answers and he dies. And there's really no reason that he was there.
Honestly, I think the whole reason they put that in there is because there is an attempted assault scene that happens. And they're like, well, she had one moment of choice. So that makes it okay to have this awful moment that did not need to be even in there. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Like, it was just really weird choices all the way through. They destroyed her character. They made so many plot holes, and I hated it. So it didn't need to happen.
Yeah, they do a lot of that. They make it her fault that, like, just for existing as a femme person, that they're working sloppy. That they're questioning, like, it was a really,
you destroyed,
really
destroyed the system with your existence, like
literally, like, you chose to
I
be
was
here.
I was so mad
yesterday, like, yesterday, according to you, you just escaped, like, a harrowing situation, and you had a potential love interest that was like, we didn't need that anyway, but it was there. We had a young girl
context,
that we were taking care of, and a robot that you actually liked, because the first one screwed you over, right? Like, you were learning to forgive, right? And, you know, he wasn't a real person, but he was a real hero, and he was great. And then you literally, like, go to sleep and you wake up and you're on this hell planet. And they're like, it's your fault. And guess what? We're not going to listen to you again. I will say the end where they're like trying to trap it was really cool. But it was confusing because I didn't know why they were all so lost. Like, I get, like, panic. But it's like, you've lived on this, in this space for a very long time. It just, like, was weird for me that they were getting lost. But I thought it was cool that they were trying to trap it. But then it got a little, like, sloppy in the end. And I was like, I don't know why we're doing any of that. But then she died, and I was like, that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah.
That was a decision she got to make, to be like, I'm not the mom. Yeah. Not the mama. That's,
and then they
happening.
Made her one anyway. Resident Evil.
They resurrect her in Alien Resurrection in 1997, written by Joss Whedon, you know, so it's going to be such a good, strong woman. They resurrect her. It's so insulting to her existence. They resurrect her and they do all these horrible things to her and to her being, her essence. They clone her DNA, and somehow that means they're also cloned. Guy, like, goes to explain, he's like, we cloned her DNA, which means we also cloned the alien. And I was like, that's not how that works. Like, her DNA is not the alien now. That's not how, like, her being pregnant was work. That's not that's not what that is.
I guess it's like they were in their brain, so somehow it got all, but I don't know, it was really weird. It
that
was
doesn't
such a
make
weird,
any sense.
The
She's
science
dead.
Is not sciencing.
She's like, she just, like, she is good. There's nothing there for you to have.
She jumped into an incinerator. Yes.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
The only thing that I can reason is that in Alien 3, when she finds out that she was pregnant, she was in the ship that she was in, like, a medical bay, and it scanned
the little
her.
Pod. Yeah.
Maybe the pod scanned her, but, like, they didn't say that. They weren't saying any of that. They were just like, DNA. And I was like, I don't think you guys know what that is. I don't, like, I don't really know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not, but I'm very certain that you can't just get my DNA. And now there's some point in my life, I encountered some other being, and now you have their DNA. That's not,
it just felt like they were like, I've seen Resident Evil, and they hadn't yet. It didn't come out yet. But I see Resident Evil, and I've seen The Matrix, and I'm going to make a combination of those two films, and here we are. Because it was so, don't get me wrong, Resident Evil is a fun movie, but also, like, the special effects are ridiculous.
Oh, it's so bad.
The drama that they set up, so ridiculous. Like, it was just like, and everything, like, even how they filmed it was just so weird. Like, at one point Ripley's like fighting them with a basketball, and I'm like, what is even happening? Like, why are we here in this scenario? And then there was like a whole, like, weird like they were using neurodivergent terms. They're like, she's emotionally autistic. I was like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. It was, the science was not sciencing. Like they really took all these ideas and were like, what is a plot? I don't know. We're gonna take all the first two films, burn those. This is new, weird sci-fi time that doesn't need to happen.
It's very fascinating.
And then the next two come and you're like, okay, all right, I guess, sure.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, one fun fact that I heard, I don't know if it's true, someone can validate this, but that the basketball scene, so they had it written that she would, you know, throw it behind her and it would score. Like it would mm-hmm. Score. It would go in easily. And so they were going to do like a cut where she, like, they could fake it. And she was like, no, I want to try. And so she tried once, didn't do it. And then she tried the second time and it got in. And so Ron Perlman has this like moment where he like, kind of breaks character, where there's like a little bit of a smile, and then he like overcompensates, and that's why he's like so aggressive in that scene, because he's like, fuck, I gotta get back into this character, because it was like, oh shit, that was so cool. Like Sigourney just did something really rad.
Yeah.
They all have to be like,
I'm mad no. about it. I don't like it.
Because it was so weird. Like, yeah. And his character was awful. He says horrible things. And I was like, yeah. Why are we still doing this? Again, Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon. That's all the explanation you need. Like to think that Sigourney took the role because she was able to just be like cold and like this villain. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have to be running around screaming anymore.
Yeah,
she was like, oh, this is great. Yeah. I can just like be mad and or like uncaring. Like, I really love the sass that comes from her when they're like, it's different. Like, people are different now because it's like so many years in the future. And she's like, yeah, yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure. People still suck. Yeah,
she's
whatever.
Like, people are different now. And she's like, mm-hmm. Sure, Jan.
Yeah.
If you say so. Yeah. And those parts are good. There's the her flipping out because of all her like clones and like the her like homunculi creatures who are like all deformed and stuff, and she freaks out and like burns them down. And the guy is just like, must be a chick thing. I'm dead. Yeah. That's it. Like, for the rest of the movie, anytime anything happened, I was annoying Kat because I'd be like, must be a chick thing.
Yeah.
Must be a chick thing. Yeah. Must be emotions?
Yeah, who has those? Don't know what those are. It's so absurd. Yeah.
Never heard of it. What a stupid, stupid movie. Must be a trick thing to have this. I will say Winona's character was pretty fun. It was confusing. Like, it was I don't know what she was doing. I really shipped her in the one wheelchair user, I forget his name. Mm-hmm. I will say they did pretty right by him.
Yeah,
Having him in the script, they very easily could have had moments where the alien didn't like him. Because mm-hmm. he was differently abled. It could have been like, oh, this isn't a good enough host, right? Like, first of all, aliens wouldn't care.
Yeah. Right?
He's still got a chest I can burst from.
You're an organic being. Got you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I need, right? But they could have done that. They could have left him numerous times. But they work to keep him around. And he is a contributing member of the team the entire time.
Yeah.
And besides, like, that one guy being a jerk, and he was already established as being a jerk. That's the one thing I did appreciate, because I got nervous because I saw him and I was like, oh my
God. Yeah, they could really like do his character really like effed up. Like they could have really made this a very uncomfortable movie to watch. It already was, but they could have made it extra.
Yeah.
And they did an okay job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't like, besides, I mean, they had a whole other issue with, like you're saying, the emotional autism decision with her. And then there was another thing where they're sexualizing her. And I was like, that's so gross, because that was not ever a part of her until Aliens 3.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's what she is, I guess.
Yeah, like even Aliens, like even with her having like a little like with the dude, it felt respectful. Like, it's fucking, like, cute. You know, it was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I would have, like, been fine with it. Yeah, like, you're like, okay.
They built up. Okay. They went through stuff together. They respected each other the whole time.
Yeah, it was like, totally cool. Based on respect and not anything, like, really gross and, like, seeing her as an object instead of a person. Yeah. Which you lose entirely in the next two films, so.
Yeah, especially with this, because they literally make her a clone, so they dehumanize her. They give her this emotionally stunted personality now, so, like, it gives everyone this, like, the okay to treat her even worse. And so again, then they really honed in on her being mother and, like, having this connection to the alien, and then she was so mean to the aliens. I was like, I don't get that. I was like, I don't know why she's picking people over aliens, genuinely. Yeah. Like, that
people have done
her,
nothing good.
She just saw what they did and how they made her. There's no, like, that's why, you know, with that in mind, I feel like David in the later films is to make up for that. Because she should have been like, no, screw y'all.
Yeah, like, humans,
you don't deserve any of my sympathies. Yeah. So I'm just going to let it go. Like, here's my baby. Like,
yeah. And if anything, it was like, you would think, because of the scenario, like, the scenario, like, where she's not even Ripley anymore, like, she's an entirely different person now, because, like, the personality and everything else, like, the whole thing is that she has blended with the alien species mentally, physically, and otherwise, in this cloning process. So you're totally right that you would think that through that scenario, where actually she's probably more alien than human because of how they've genetically modified her, that, like, you would think she would care more about the other aliens than the people. Mm-hmm. It was just really weird.
And what a wacky alien person they made. What a wacky little creature. He was goofy as heck. I was like, what a silly little guy.
The nose is what, like, got me.
This human skull on it. And he was like, I was like, no. No, this isn't. That's not it. I don't know what we're doing here.
And, like, especially, they've been, like, merging with humans for a while now. So, like, how did this not, like, why are we just suddenly getting this version of
the
alien?
They burst from people all the time.
Yeah.
It's because she was, like, half alien.
Yeah. Maybe. I guess, like, super
alien. So then
alien
it, was
human.
It was weird.
Yeah.
science ain't science, and, like you said. What is a stupid movie? But I did really like Winona's character. I thought it was great that we got another sympathetic robot person. Mm-hmm. What did he call himself? An artificial person.
Mm-hmm.
Reviving what's his name from Aliens. In that way of, like, we have a sympathetic one who cares more than people and deserves our respect more than people.
Which does set up for the next ones, where, like, that's kind of a subplot, like, at least in, what is it? Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, the main plot. And I guess the Prometheus, I don't remember what really happens there.
Well, cause the first one, the synthetic, like,
oh, because,
like,
that's David.
Was corrupted.
Yeah. I got you.
No. I mean, the first Alien film, the synthetic was corrupted.
Yeah.
But the Prometheus is, like, Prometheus and Covenant are prequels, so these are happening before Alien. Mm-hmm. So
David starts in Prometheus and finishes in Covenant, I guess.
Yeah, he's the reason. I don't know. It's a lot of. Like, I think Prometheus and Covenant, like, were fine. I don't know that we needed them, or that we needed them to be alien movies. I think the fact that we had to tie them into the Alien franchise is where it lost itself. Like, it had the opportunity to be saying things. And instead it was trying to, like, make sense, and it wasn't. It was, like, not making it. That Prometheus was so confusing to me. I was like, I don't, like... What? It was like, so the alien figures out it doesn't have to be that big, and it figures out how it could be into people. Cool. Mm-hmm. I guess. But how do they find that? Like, and what about the big guys? What about the big handsome Squidwards? It was just a lot of questions for me. And that's one where the science isn't sciencing. But that first one, rough. What a rough film. just it felt sloppy to me.
Covenant?
No, the first, Prometheus.
Oh, Prometheus. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Prometheus was sloppy. And I think, you know, we like get introduced to these characters and they're supposed to be these scientists and they're sloppy as hell.
Yeah. They just take their masks off and you're like,
yeah.
Why would you put your face directly next to the thing? You should know.
Yeah.
Of all people, you should know. And it was, yeah.
They take stuff and they shouldn't be. There's like weird. So there's a lot of groaning that I did in this one. I groaned when they have this conversation between Charlie and David. So Charlie is one of the guys on the ship, human, like main dude. And then David is our artificial person. And like David's trying to figure out like, why do you want to know? Why are you so disappointed that you saw the alien? What do you need? Mm-hmm. What do you need? And then he's like, we wanted to know why we're here. And David's like, well, why am I here? Like, why did people make me? And he's like, because we could. And he's like, well, what if that's the answer for you? And he's like, no, that couldn't be the answer for me. People are important.
People are better than it. And it's like, it could just be the same exact thing. Like he says, how disappointing would it be if that was the answer for you too? Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
It's like, I get his interactions with Charlie. Cause at first I was like, why is he so mad at people? But every time he interacts with Charlie, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like that sucks.
And he's like the first synthetic human to exist, right?
Yeah. And then like that moment to me was giving Rick and Morty when he had the little robot and he was just like, why was I made my father? What's my purpose? And he's like, to pass the butter. And it's like, oh. And then he goes in and he's like talking to her, to Noomi, and he's like, oh, isn't it so great? The idea that like they made people, like making life is so rad. And she's like, I can't make life. I was like, no, I can't. I won't. The only thing that I was like happy about was the fact that like they established that plot and it definitely set up that like clearly she's going to be impregnated. That's how this works. The aliens work. Period. But second of all, because we just established she can't have children, if she now will, one, she'll know that it's weird. She'll know that it's not natural. But two, she'll have, like, it hinted, like, it establishes, like, doubt for us that she might want to keep it, right? In a way that's different from the, like, Ripley was like, nah. From the get, he was like, no, this is never happening. We're dying, right? And, but they established that she might falter, like she might like especially because he just died like gruesomely, like immediately, that she might keep it. And so when she does it, and she does that very like it's comical and it's fun and horrifying, the scene where she like goes to the medical bed and it's like, we can't do a cesarean because this is calibrated for men. It's like,
of course, calibrated for men. It would,
of course. So then she has to like go around it. And what a scene. Like, I was definitely like, oh no, my parts hurt. I'm in pain looking at this. Like, when it comes down, I was like, no. It's like, that for me was like the scariest thing in all of the franchise. And then she like gets it and it's like so chaotic. And she's just stumbling out, trying to exist. And I thought that was really just, it was strong. And I appreciate it because they established her as potentially having a weakness for motherhood. And I was like, don't do that.
And then she was super badass. Like, she literally cut the alien out of her. Like, it was, it was such an intense moment.
And then kept going.
Yeah, like, just got and like they just stapled her shut and she's like, let's go.
I gotta do it. Everyone I love is dead, but we can't have this go into Earth, right? But then like before that, like how Charlie gets infected. So first of all, I was like, why is David doing this? Because I get it, you had a really terrible like interaction with a person, and I guess we didn't tell David what intrusive thoughts were. Because he doesn't know you're not supposed to listen to them. And so when he does that thing where he hands him the drink and he sticks his finger in there, like in his face. And it was like, here you go. I was like, there's no way that I would allow that. But I was like, but of course, he's a white man who would never dream of being. in harm's way. So of course he does. I did appreciate that he was on board with being burned alive. That he was like, nah, this ain't right. Don't put this me on there.
An alien virus. I do not feel safe.
So at least their own approaching them with a flamethrower immediately was the only way you're supposed to interact with that moment. I was like, this is the appropriate response. Protocol. Protocol says he ain't coming on the ship. He's not coming on the ship. I'm going to burn you all alive. No. And then they have the really stupid thing with the ship falling, and it's falling like straight, and they just run straight under it instead of just to the side where they would be out of the way. And she rolls out of the way later and is like, you could have done that the whole time, babe.
Yeah.
The whole time, just run diagonal. You would have been away already. What's happening? And they're in a place where I was fairly certain was it was New Zealand where they were taping, but I'm 100% certain Covenant was
in New Zealand.
Taped in New Zealand. But it's like a weird, it's a weird ending. And then she's like, he's like, we have there's another ship. I don't know why she did that.
Which thing?
Why she got on the ship at the end. Because he's like talking to her and he's like, I can pilot the ship. And she's like, oh, for sure. I would have been like, tough.
Well, I guess like she doesn't know that David did the things with Charlie.
But she knows that there is a virus. And she knows that it's like, I would just be like, no, it's okay. I will die as the last person. And you're broken. So you're not going anywhere. We are both going to die. That's fine.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I thought was interesting was the chemical specifically. I looked it up. It's called chemical A03959X.91-15, in case you didn't know. It is in a biological weapon and a mutagen. And then you get like this weird Prometheus thing where you get like the old humans. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't think they are realistic to what humans would actually be if they were anywhere else, but it's whatever. But you get this chemical that's literally like the aliens, and then you get to see like why aliens can do all the crazy things that they do in terms of like being inside people. And I thought that was super interesting. And like the fact that like we see David kind of like mess with the virus, and that like even like the previous humans made biological weapons, like of course. Of course, any humans gonna, I don't know. And it's also like humans are not gonna always be awful. That's just like a colonizer, like white supremacist ideal that like people are inevitably disgusting and horrible all the time. But either way, it's objectively pretty interesting. Like they've developed this like really crazy biological weapon that can not only impact the air, but also like transform and like even see in Covenant that like David's like mutated the virus to mutate within like different things where it's now spore based. It can transform in the air. It's turned into bugs somehow. Like you really just get like all
little
this,
nanobots.
Yeah. Like these little tiny, like, I don't even know what they would be considered, like fleas or whatever. Like they just like are flying through the air in the weird chemical way that they do. And that like he's been able to like mutate this by using humans to like trans and other life forms on this planet. That's why there's no life forms left, because David's infected all of them with this virus. And it's just super interesting. And from that point, anything else that was happening, I did not care. Yeah. Like, what is this weird biology time that we're having? So I just thought that was pretty neat about Covenant, but like I guess minimally also Prometheus, because they kind of connect to each other.
I don't believe that Wayland would give a crap about the founding species of humans. I really don't. I don't think he would care.
Oh yeah, that plot point was stupid. It was,
I think
the
that
virus
was super weird.
Was
no,
cool.
No. Yeah. I agree. And I think like that's weird that that's why they were there. There's also the plot hole of they establish this guy as mapping the caves or the ship with his little, he calls them his dogs or whatever, and then he's the one who gets lost later. But then after that they're like, where are you? And he's like, I'm in sector blah blah. It's like, how do you know you were just lost? This doesn't make any sense. That was silly. I also didn't like how they're like scientists and they were so cautious before about being there and seeing like the big aliens, and then these are the two characters, the characters who chose to leave because that was too much, were the characters who were touching stuff we're like, come here, little being that I don't understand. Like, yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
It was some plot holes. Yeah, it was. They had, as you kind of said, like, they had some cool ideas that were implemented not great. Mm-hmm. They were implemented sloppily, as you said. Yeah. There were a lot of plot holes. We were like, you're kind of setting up these connecting pieces, but you also told everyone that's not what you were going to be doing. And then Covenant, like, kind of cleans up that mess a little bit, because then it connects it back to the first one a little in the second one, but, like, also not.
I don't think it did at all. I was still like, I don't get how we get where we do. I think it, really? For me, was...
I thought the colony ship in the second movie was the ship that they were not. On. It's not?
It's unrelated.
Well, then, yeah, I don't know. I thought I just made the assumption that that's
what it was. I hoped so, too. I looked it up. It's not. Well, that would have been cute. It would have been cute, but they were like, no. But I think, like, what I do find interesting about those two films, right, is that we really focus in on the artificial person aspect of it, and we also focus in on, like, if this, then what, right? So if aliens exist, then, like, what does that say about us? Because I think one of the biggest things when people struggle with acknowledging the existence of aliens is that it really mm-hmm. does put a big question mark, or it complicates certain religions, which is another reason why, like, you know, the third one being so religious focused is really interesting, right? Because mm-hmm. then they're plagued with aliens showing up, right? Yeah. So it has to make them think, like, what? Mm-hmm. We've been out here, right? Like, we have been so significantly out here, and we haven't encountered, right? This isn't Star Trek. This isn't Star Wars. We are interacting with other alien species. And so, one, it's a nice, refreshing look into, like, how dare us assume that if we did encounter aliens, that they would be anything like us in size, shape, the way that it exists, right? They're probably mm-hmm. microbial, or they could be gigantic, like we see with the handsome Squidward race, right? So that's really interesting. I think this, like, they play with this idea of God and the fact that they're like, okay, so, like, it all started because they were looking for where they came from, because they mm-hmm. don't believe in God anymore.
Yeah,
or like the traditional one that we have. So they're looking for
engineers or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, which I think is really fascinating. This idea that, like, we just think we were made by another thing that's, like, we can, like, a tangible thing, right? Mm-hmm. Not a fantastical being that we couldn't ever comprehend. This is, like, an actual, like, we're gonna go up to their doorstep. Like, that to me is so crazy that didn't equal the understanding that David had, right? That for Charlie, he didn't think, or wasn't like I would be kind of insulted. Like, you know, having all this thought and then you come here and they're, like, just dead, and I'm like, wow, you're so unspecial that you just died. You never talked to us. Yeah, you didn't have any plans for us. You just left us out here, and we don't mean anything, right? And there's a freedom that comes with that, but there's also this, like, loss and sadness, and that's what David is, like, trying to hone in on. So I think the levels of, like, maybe we were created by these weird beings who just did it for kicks, and then we create something to just do it for kicks, and then David creates something that will bring about our end.
Yeah. And right. then, like, the whole thing is, like, that they're chaos, like, the chaos that happens is, too, they're, like, that they were going to take out Earth with this virus. Like, they had Earth set up with this giant laser or whatever, and they're, like, send the virus to Earth, get rid of our creations, they suck. And then David's, like, you know, they were on to something. They were.
Like, and I get it, right? Like, I could see that, especially, like, when we think of time and how they're traveling, like, the odds of when they were setting up that laser could have been whatever occurred on Earth that led us to leave. Right? So it probably was a really horrible, like, tragic thing happening, like, climate change, you know, there's war, like, nuclear fallout, like, all of that could have been happening actively, and they were like, oops, we messed up, they're out of hand, we just gotta clean the slate. So they're gonna do that, and at that time they're getting got, and then we're finding transportation, right? Because it's like, they're preserved in this very specific way, like, it could have happened at any point in time, and we don't really timey-wimey is all weird. So with the space travel, by the time they get there, right, like time could move differently on this planet than it did for us. So it's interesting to think, you know, maybe they were doing it to preempt the fact that they thought we were going to come out into space and to find them. They were like, no, you can't come here. You can't sit with us. And then,
that was just like a satellite too. That was a satellite planet. Like that's not even whatever the home planet of the whatever pre-humans were. And I think that was kind of cool. Like, where are they then? You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I liked, like I said, with the last film, so Alien Covenant, we pick up where we left off in Prometheus, where we'll kind of pick up where we left off, where David and I forget what Numi's character's name was, but they were in space and something happens, right? But now we have this new ship full of people who are just, they're going to establish a colony on a planet that has been vetted for life. It is compatible with life, and they've been out in space for forever. Something malfunctions, and James Franco catches on fire in his little pod, and then a group of them are awake, and they're like, we have to, like, they're shook, right? Mm-hmm. And then they end up hearing not a distress call, which was kind of refreshing, but they hear Country Roads, Take Me Home, and they're like, well, that's clearly someone wanting to talk to us. On this planet we never talked about. And you have this, like, emasculated man who is now captain because James Franco was captain. Everyone loved James Franco. And he's dead now. So now he's in charge, even though the people back home were like, we don't think you should be captain. You're not fit for captain.
They were just like, you're fit religious, enough to be so second. No.
Yeah. Which, again, is like, oh, my God. How can you be? I'm going to be religious in space. I don't get it. Anyway, it can happen, right? They're out there, and he decides, like, he's got to put his big captain boy pants on, and he's like, we're going to go find out where the singing comes from. And his second, who was James Franco's partner and is the most logical person on the ship, is like, no, I don't think we should go to the human voice in a place that, like, humans shouldn't be.
Yeah.
When we should be going to the planet we did all this work and research on. Like, the whole point is we got to get over there, and we have a whole ship full of colony people. We need to get them there. And he's like, noted. Your concern is noted. I'm going to file that away for later.
But I have to be captain, so.
But I'm the big boy.
Yeah.
So you have to listen to me. And because this isn't an alien movie unless a woman is being silenced when she's being very reasonable. So, of course, they go to the stupid planet, and he's like, look how perfect it is. And they never wear helmets. The entire, they get on the little ship to get to the planet, they're not wearing helmets. I get it. We could, like oxygen, sure. The same thing happened in Prometheus where they're like, oh, it has oxygen so we can breathe here. I was like, that's not the only reason that we wear helmets.
Yeah. There could be viruses. There's spores here that we don't know. They're little tiny organisms. We don't know what they are. We're in a literally different planet. We don't know what's here.
Yeah. Oxygen is not the only reason why we wear helmets. And they just take them off willy-nilly. This one, they didn't even have them on. They're like, they got oxygen. I was like, this is so ridiculous. I don't understand why we could do this. So they walk around, they get into trouble. And immediately, of course, they inhale stuff they shouldn't be inhaling. They're getting infected. And it's like chaos almost immediately. That I was really thankful for. There was like a lot of relationship things that were happening. Like, we were bringing it back to like the first one that felt like that was nice. Like, I felt like a mirror of that, right? There's protocol being questioned. I do love that she just locked that girl in there. She saw the stuff was going down and she was like, nope. I'm really sorry, but you have to stay in there. But she also should have been in there because she's also a mess.
Yeah, she got blood she's on, also there. So, yeah.
But I did just like appreciate it. Just when she goes in there, I was like, girl, you have my heart, because that wouldn't have been me. If I got enough courage to get a gun to go shoot this alien thing and then slip on the blood, she shoots at, like, I was like, that is me 100%. I'd be like, I'm coming.
I'm going to help.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I have to go again. Like that chaos was great. Yeah. The audacity that they think that they can contain this thing that they don't understand. It's so hard. It also like came back to like the gore felt really good. Like, mm-hmm. like it felt decent. It felt believable. It was shaking. Like, yeah, when it came out of his back, because it's still trying to figure out what it's doing. Yeah. I was like, that's rad. That was so cool to happen. It felt real. It wasn't hokey, and we weren't just like playing up aliens. I also really like the introduction of Walter, like the nice ones that they improved upon the ones that had been cold, like David, because they were like, people don't like that. So you can't make art. And I was like, that's so sad. At the same time, I'm like, we have AI now, and I think we're using it wrong. Like, we should be using AI for like data.
Yeah.
Like compiling and entry, like just like, you know, finding,
look at information, organize information, like find the important information, please. And not like steal art from other people and make art yourself now. Like, so
like of all the weird choice for like throughout history, whenever we have envisioned what artificial people would be, we have envisioned them as like cold, calculating, you know, that's the, like, if anything, we're like, that's a problem with them, is that they can't be creative. Like the one thing that we have said is like what separates us from robots is that we have a soul and we have like creativity and we have like whimsy, whatever. Right. And we literally started the AI now with that. We're like, do creative pursuits. That's what we need. That's what the people have been doing too much. You know what people are really good at? Numbers. People are so good at information and tech and all of that. And we're really bad.
ChatGPT is actually very bad at math.
That's so funny to me. But because we could be improving it, and instead we're like, write scripts. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why is it entertainment? See, just wacky, right? So again, they were wrong in their envisionment of the future where we would make a robot that didn't do art. Walter had my heart, though. I was really shipping them. I was like, this whole time, I was like, this whole franchise has only convinced me that there should be alien, human-robot relations.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Meaningful love relationships between humans and robots.
Yeah, I was shipping Winona and Sigourney and Resurrection. That was the only thing that kept me going. And for this one, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Davis? What's her name?
David.
Well, David is, but Davis, Robot I think, was Davis. Her.
Oh, Winona?
No. In Covenant. Name was Davis, I think.
Oh, the love interest. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of Walter. Yeah, great job, Michael Fassbender. Walter.
We need to remember people's names. I don't remember her name either. Probably Davis. That makes sense.
I think it was Davis. It was great. I also love, like, how, like, the one guy found out that his wife died, and he has been, like, you know, sloppy and, you know, neglecting protocol this whole time to figure out about her. But then when he finds that out, he doesn't act irrationally.
Yeah. He's still like, okay. He still, like, goes to help.
Gotta do what we gotta do. Gotta move forward. It sucks. Yeah. Everyone's like that.
And you can still see that he's sad, too. But, like, he's still...
Yeah, just he's not deforesting an entire Central America forest because of his friend. I was really sad that, spoilers, Walter was actually David at the end. I was hoping, it felt really predictable to me because you see him reaching for the knife, and I was like, okay, well, if he doesn't have a hand, then maybe it's Walter. But then I was like, David definitely just cut off his hand and he's such a jerk. And I was like, he could have lied. He could have been like, sure, yeah, I'll build you a cabin. Like, why did he stop? Like, why did he stop pretending for that moment?
Because
he wanted to watch her, which is crazy. That's such a human thing to have. That's a human reaction to have. Intrusive thoughts, for sure. But
I want her to know what's about to happen and then be powerless to stop it. Yeah, no, what a time. I literally texted you. I was like, is that David wearing Walter face? And you just didn't respond.
Because I'm lonely, you're going to have to find out.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you. That I also really loved, like, her whole thing and how she, like, trapped him and, like, got it out. And I was like, that's so rad. I was like, this is such a cool situation. And it made me really sad that it, like, it was pointless, right?
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, I think it would have been cool if it was the ship, and that if we knew that it was the ship that Nostromo goes to see or goes to investigate, because then it would have felt like, what's that one Star Wars movie where they are getting the plans, they're getting the map. And so we know they die. We know they don't make it.
I don't know what I do at the same time. Like, I don't know what it's called, but I know which one you're talking about.
I'm going to look it up for now. There are so many Star Wars things. Rogue One. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Rogue One, where we knew it was futile. We know they died. Yeah. But you're still invested. You still care. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would have been cool to have a film where we know that they're going to die. Because we hear what the name of the ship is. And anyone who, like, that would have been a cute little Easter egg. And people would be like, oh, okay, finally, we're ending. Right? Mm-hmm. A nice little circle. We could close it up.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been cool. I would have really liked that. However,
I just think it's really weird that they didn't.
Yeah, I guess it just gets out there. David's up to no good.
Yeah.
There is estimated this time next year, 2024, a new Alien film, TBD, to be titled by, I don't know how to say his first name. I feel bad. Fede Alvarez, who did... Before I quote this, before I'm quoted on saying this, Calls. That's how I know his name. Yes, he did Calls, which is an Apple TV, my first Apple TV show I ever watched. It was so good. He did Evil Dead in 2013. He did Don't Breathe.
Oh, interesting.
He didn't direct Don't Breathe 2, but he did write it.
I don't know if that's encouraging, because Don't Breathe 2 was pretty controversial.
Don't Breathe 1 is already controversial.
Great film, I know, but like extra, because they like try to validate him, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean,
but yeah Chris, but yeah, he's doing it now.
We'll see how that turns out.
Wait 1 second, heard like a noise in my house.
I hear
but Mike
voices.
Isn't here, because
yeah,
that's outside. But
okay,
that was weird. So he, but I mean, doing calls was really quite amazing, and he's the writer of that as well. It was just what a phenomenal aesthetic thing, genius, playing with like reality and time and science in a way that was believable and really, really cool. So for that, I would feel okay,
yeah,
about him being a part of it. I don't think we need another Alien film, genuinely, but here we go. Wikipedia does include AVP and AVP Requiem in here, but that doesn't count. But if you did count it, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, going on 9 films for Alien.
Jeez,
we don't need that many. We needed
probably
2.
Not.
Even then, we needed 1. 1 is fine. So we watched this, so you didn't have to. Not the worst name. I guess it's kind of the worst named, one of the worst named franchises, in that unless you know, you don't know what order to watch it in.
Yeah.
Alien, Aliens, Alien 3.
Watching it until the middle two.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm going to keep doing this.
You liked the last ones. I just really found it, it's like silly. And then I also was like, I remember him trying so hard to convince people that Prometheus wasn't an Alien film.
Yeah.
And then it was. And for me, I was like, why not just own it? Because otherwise, you just made another space film with aliens in it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't. And I was like, and now you're just like, you already did that. Why would you do it again?
Yeah.
It feels weird to me. Anyway. This is our franchise series. It's going to be a lot of this, so I hope you're liking it.
I think we're doing it. We're doing a good job.
Yeah. Tell us what you think about Alien franchise. What's your favorite in the series? Are you defensive of Alien to the Third Power and or Resurrection, which you know are the worst ones? And do you, can you make sense of the last two films for me in a better way? That I would love that. I need to look up just an explanation video. Someone on YouTube explaining it to me. I just question mark. Constantly. Yeah. But stay tuned. We have two more in the franchise series before we gear up for October. So don't get married.
Delete your kids. Or they'll become xenomorphs.
Yeah, and it's not so bad.
But yeah, they're kind of cool.